The 16th District snakes through northern Illinois, from the Wisconsin border to the Indiana border, wrapping the western edge of the Chicago suburbs and including portions of Rockford and DeKalb. It's been 25 years since a Democrat last represented the 16th. Even further back, this Republican stronghold was represented by national GOP figures John B. Anderson and Lynn Martin. Adam Kinzinger has represented the district since 2013. He also served a term as 11th District Congressman. That was before he ended up in the 16th, thanks to redistricting. The Republican from Shanahan is an Air Force veteran and continues to serve as a pilot in the Air National Guard. Sarah Dady is the Democrat challenging Kinzinger. The Rockford native hasn't held elected office before. She's an immigration attorney who has headquartered her practice in her hometown. When it comes to the economy, Kinzinger says he feels his party has, quote, done a ton to improve the economy, and holds up the low unemployment rate as one example.
The problem we have now is we don't have enough people for the jobs. But we got to continue to do better. And one of the areas I think we can maybe make a difference next year, and I hope we can, is let's take things like the 100 federal job training programs that exist and consolidate them into one or two. Let's make sure we're getting people the skills they need that match the jobs that are available. So there's a lot of people that are still underemployed, that still maybe don't have the skills they need for this new economy. That's an area where we can begin to help shift the workforce to fill its opportunities. And that's gonna be the case here, where you have a lot of manufacturing and skilled trades. A lot of the stuff we can do, we're gonna have to wrangle the debt and get that in control. We're gonna have to fix healthcare, and there's a lot of big issues, but man, in just 2 years, I think we've done a whole ton of things already.
Kinzinger voted for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which he also credits for economic growth. At a recent forum at Rockford University, Dady said the tax cuts were a windfall for the wealthiest Americans.
This is not a middle-class tax cut. This was not a benefit to the middle class. You know, the Republicans are trying to sell it, saying, hey, the economy is going great, unemployment is low because of our tax plan. Well, I'm not going to dispute the economy is doing well, because it usually takes about 4 years from president to president for the economy to feel the effect, unless you engage in a trade war, which will sink a good economy pretty darn quickly. As far as unemployment goes, that's great, but guess what? You're working 40 hours a week, making $8.25 an hour, state minimum wage, and you still can't afford to pay your bills. A tax cut's not going to help you. What we need is a wage increase. My opponent argued, was one who argued, these tax cuts mean businesses will be able to pay their employees more. That is not what these corporations did. They engaged in stock buybacks. They did not raise employee wages. In fact, wages are still lagging behind inflation. So this tax plan from the Republican Party cut revenues and increase spending to add another $1 trillion to our deficit. This is not a fiscally conservative party.
Kinzinger voted repeatedly against the Affordable Care Act and supported the 2017 GOP health care bill.
One of the things we shouldn't do is turn the entire healthcare system into the government-run, you know, VA like it was in Phoenix 10 years ago. And that's what, you know, you hear some people on the left out pushing for. I think the more you can bring competition into healthcare is important. I say, you know, I'd still love to repeal and replace the law, but we failed to do it. So let's all come together and try to find areas where we can agree on. Bring the cost down. Let's work on preventative medicine, because if you can prevent from getting sick in the first place, it's a whole lot cheaper. I'm actually pretty optimistic about the future of healthcare because of a lot of the things we're seeing, including, you know, recently they basically infect cancer with polio and your own body destroys it. If we can figure out how to do that everywhere around, that's going to be a massive cost savings for people.
As for immigration, both candidates rely on their own experiences for their stances. Kinzinger says, as a member of the Air National Guard, he sees firsthand how an unsecure border jeopardizes the country's security. He supports funding President Trump's border wall plan, more technology at the border, and opposes sanctuary cities. Kinzinger says once the borders are secure, discussions can begin on reforming immigration laws, leading to people who are already here learning English, paying taxes, and helping support the system. As an immigration attorney, Dady says it's time to fix a dysfunctional system. She says the U.S. needs a broad legalization program for the 11 million undocumented people already here. She wants a real worker visa program that's tied to labor market demands. And she says there's a great need for due process protections in immigration proceedings. Whichever candidate wins the 16th district race, one thing's for sure. They'll be stepping into one of the most divided, partisan, and angry sessions ever. So what will they do to promote civility and cooperation? Dady says she'll work with anyone who's interested in solving problems instead of worrying about the next election.
So even though there are other congresspeople that I stridently disagree with on issues, it is not effective to go in with a fighting attitude. I prefer to go in with an attitude of, okay, let's find out what issues we do agree on, and let's address those. And there are a lot. You know, the Freedom Caucus has been an obstruction to comprehensive immigration reform time and time again. However, their biggest concern is the deficit and the national debt. Immigration reform would go a long way to increasing tax revenues without a tax increase because it broadens our tax base. Here in Illinois, undocumented immigrants pay $700 million a year in state and local taxes. If they were able to legalize their status, that would go up to over $900 million a year. So I think there are common ground issues that I can work with people on, even if we don't agree on 85% of the other issues.
Kinzinger says he took to Twitter shortly after the news broke that pipe bombs had been sent to leading Democrats.
If politics drives you to violence, you're like one of the worst people in society. You know, our country was based on having good, passionate arguments. Be a partisan, believe what you believe, but respect people who have a different view. I frankly don't want everybody in the country believing the same thing I do. That'd be pretty boring. I think that there's probably some things I think are right that may not be. I think respect your neighbor. Be passionate about what you believe. But you know what? Thanksgiving dinner shouldn't end because Uncle Ron voted for Trump and Aunt Linda voted for Hillary. And one of the things that has just really bothered me is you can still be partisan, you can still be passionate, but you don't have to hate people that disagree with you. And that's what we have too much of. And whether it's people confronting politicians in restaurants and screaming and yelling at them, whether it's politicians saying to confront somebody anywhere you see them, or whether it's pipe bombs being sent in the mail, this has got to stop. And we as a country are not going to survive if this continues. It is a coward that mails a pipe bomb without putting a return address to his own self on it. It is a coward that confronts with a mob a bunch of people in a restaurant. All sides of this have got to relax, go out and vote, fight for what you believe, and kiss your kids, go for a walk, and enjoy life.
There hasn't been any real polling in the 16th district race. Forecasts have been made based on the political makeup of the district. As for campaign finances, Kinzinger has raised about $1 million since January of 2017. Dady has raised about one-third of that amount during that same period. I'm Susan Stevens.